哎呀呀嘿嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿嘿呀嘿，哎呀呀嘿嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿嘿呀嘿。Elder Voices, a window to the past, a door to the future.
Ay ya hey ya hey hey ya hey.
My name is Dina Sagunik. I was born in Czechtulik, and I born February 22. I just become 90 years old last February. I know much about Eskimo life, and as I was growing up, I raised up since I could remember dog team for winter transportation and summertime for boat. But no motor. I grew up where there's no radio or gas light, no oil stove, just wood and nothing, electric, nothing. I had both parents on mama's side. Both parents, I got grandparents, grandpa and grandma, and mama got brother, how many brothers, and one sister. And I raised with my uncles and my aunties. Everybody helped to help in the family to get ready for the winter. For money, I could remember, they trap lots. Trap for furs, fox, mink, and some other furs. And they sell them. Eskimo parents are real hard people, hardworking people, and they really hunt their own. They're real hardworking people. All the whole family have to help, even the children. As Eskimo, as we grow and we learn ourselves what our parents did. We help them. They show us to do things. We grow up helping our parents do something. Fishing, made dried fish, and then fresh meat, what our father would get us, ptarmigans, ducks, seal, reindeer, and eggs, flat eggs. They don't have problem with game warden. We camp in the flat and we get eggs. And the Covenant missionary at Unalakleet, 40 miles away from where I live, he showed the people how to make garden. So I raised with lots of vegetables and good food. The pastor, the missionary, come early 1800s. He was just not preaching, show the native people how to make garden. Vegetable, all kinds of garden vegetable. My father, too, always make wooden box, make them thin, kind of not too high, and transplant them in the last week of April. When the weather and the ground is melted, he transplant like cabbage, radishes, lettuce, and then he transplant them when the weather is warm in May. We always have enough potatoes for whole winter from our own garden. The whole family of Eskimo family help each other. The whole family always work. As I grow, I help lots with garden, and I just have a feeling my father will let me go. And so I help my father, and I do lots of things with my father, boys work. I have a feeling I didn't want to leave my father. And we were all girls, no brother. I raised up in a spruce tree house. The Eskimo life, ever since from long time, they make houses with spruce trees. green spruce trees. We got lots of Unalakleet area, Chechulik area from Yukon and Kuskokwim. In breakup, they flow down, and then south wind bring them on our area. We had a lot of those on the beach from Unalakleet and Chechulik and coming this way, even up to maybe Solomon. They slip one big tree, or they could make lumber out of them. That to make house. I'm too young for sod house or inside the ground house. I'm too young for that. But sheet iron and roofing paper, so they just buy the roofing paper and sheet iron and windows and doors, and they could build a nice big house with spruce trees. We could cook bacon and roast on the cook stove, not oil, wood stove. They could find from stores any place when things were real cheap, cooking stove, wood stove. That's why my father always let me go dog team all the time while he was piling wood for stove. I haul them and bring them home. Long time ago, I don't hear about not too many bears, and we don't have moose on this side, this northwest of Yukon, and beaver, no beaver. When I was growing up, when I was a little girl, I raised with lots and lots of reindeers. I can always be thankful since I was a little girl. I'm very thankful for the dogs because I notice they're next to people. They're smart. They could just talk to them, and if they train a leader and they talk just by words. When long time ago, before I was born, they used reindeer for pulling too. But like horse, they had leather from their neck, and the man sit on a little sled and just use that leather from the neck which way he want to go, he want him to go. But the dogs are smart. We made lots of dry fish for our family and for the dogs. We have to put away lots of food for them. Where I'm from, all kinds of fish, we dry them. And when the weather is winter, they hunt seal. They get seal and make seal oil, and the dogs too. Feed the dogs mostly by blubber. They feed their dogs with blubber and dried fish. They have to have a little piece of blubber all the time because they're having dried fish. Even in summertime, they really take care of their dogs. Their dogs always get pups. When they want to raise new ones, the female would be pregnant up to 8 puppies, and we raise them before they get into adult. While they're young, the man would train them, not by rope or nothing, and they learn. My father, when I go dog team, if I meet the dog team, he tell me right side. He tell me to say G. When I gonna meet the dog team in the trail, when I use G, he go right way, my leader, and the left would be Ha. And they learn. I just love dogs. And I go dog team lots since I was 14 years old. I always bring my father to his winter camping, trapping 30-some miles, and I go home myself. 13 dogs, or 11. And I just honor and be thankful for the dogs that are next to people. I help my parents too much. I go only up to fifth or sixth grade, but I go to grade school. Two of my older sisters went to high school, and I was the third one. There was a little high school in White Mountain in the 30s. My two older sisters, they go to school, the oldest go to school there. She leave us by boat on no plane, just by schooner. About 1934, she leave us by boat to go to White Mountain. And then that winter, they had epidemic of whooping cough. And then she had pneumonia and died in 34. And next to her, she was so hurt that the public health nurse in Unicleed let her go Eklutna. I didn't go no place. I didn't leave my father and my parents, my mother, and try to help them lots. I just loved to. We don't see airplane much those days. Just small bush plane, no mail run. Mail run go by dog team. A dog team all the time. And summertime, and there's a mail boat. The reindeers. My father and my grandpa was the kind of first. My father is from Mary Siglo. Three brothers and one sister. They were from Mary Siglo in way back Teller. And when our government transplanted reindeer from Siberia to Alaska, our government get orphans. So my father, three brothers were orphans, so they were real young, go down to Unicleed with reindeer. When they transplant from Siberia to Alaska, the reindeer government transplant by boat. Through whales up there, and they chase them down all the way down, little downside of Unicleed. They raise them there, take care of them from wolves. And they always say that dogs like to run after animals too, so they really have to watch dogs. My sister and I, we always camp with our kayak overnight when it don't get dark. Last part of May and first part of June, we can drive kayak. Only two men could ride in a kayak, and the kayaks are made young ugruk or canvas, but they have to have a good frame. They make frame, shape the kayak, and they make their own boats from spruce trees. They have to get hold of a big saw on handle on both sides so that one man down and the other man up, and they split the spruce trees that way. Kayak always be young ugruk, thinner and easy to sew. They put young ugruk in a frame to make kayak. And then the man make the frame out of wood, and they cover them with young ugruk, or when they start to have canvas, thick canvas, they could cover them with thick canvas too. They let their hair come up, but keep them in dry, but they're awful stink, but they sew them. I lived in Unicleed when a little bit too young when the first teachers come around, when the government started first schools in Alaska. When I was 7 years old, I go to school. I have a teacher. I like this native man from Dymead, and his name is Maneluk, Charles Maneluk from Dymead. And when I first go to school, Eskimos language is our first language. It was good because when we really can understand what English word he said in Eskimo. Teachers after that, white teachers start to come from outside. They're real strict when we first go to school, when the teachers start to really taught the English. We have to stand on the corner for two words. As Eskimos, the first language was Eskimo language. I speak Inupiaq. Ever since I was started to talk, I speak Inupiaq. And then nowadays, they try to have bilingual teachers. No, my children, my older children can talk Eskimo, born 50s and 40s, but my grandchildren, they can talk Eskimo words, Eskimo language. They spend so much money, about 20 years now. 20 years ago, they tried to have teachers with bilingual teachers, but our children right now, my grandchildren, no way. They can talk Eskimo. My grandparents was quite old before the gospel come, but when they understand their creator. Native people in Alaska, all kinds of native people rule, and Bible always be just the same. Ever since I could remember, I learned about God and Bible from my grandma and my mother. I'm a covenant ever since I could remember. I live for the Lord and church all the time and learn songs and Bible school. And nowadays it's so different. The world is so different. Young people start to even just stay together and make children. It's different, not like long time ago, native people, they really heard about gospel and English, they really tried to follow them. But I really believe with my whole heart that Jesus himself said the world will be different when he's ready to come down. They don't be ashamed now, young people, they live together and just live together without marriage. If my children would live together without marriage, I would want them to get married. My grandma always tell me that twinkle your eyes when you go out, when you see everything it made by God. And when I start to think about and read my Bible, I wonder when did God is a person. I wonder when. And then when I start to think about where was he when the two first people was tempted to eat an apple from a tree, when I was thinking like that, I said to myself, I started to act like want to be bigger than God. I can't try to act like bigger than God. My mom went after since I was a real small girl. She teach me about God and Jesus. Once in a while she would say, this is the way, Dinah. And then we was picking salmon berries summertime. No wind, raining. We put away salmon barrels a long time ago before we get a freezer with barrel, wooden barrel. No bears bother them, no moose bother them, long time ago. So we was picking salmon berries. So it kind of cloudy and black clouds all over. And then I see a rainbow, real clear rainbow. Nobody around me. Oh, thank you, God, again. I praise you and thank you for that rainbow. You won't cover the whole world now. You promised you put that token rainbow telling us that the whole world won't be covered on Noah's time. I holler and tell, and my mom called me, Dinah, what you praise about? Mom, you're the one that teach me. Look at that rainbow, real clear and colory rainbow on the cloud. God tell us that he won't cover the whole world the time when the flood was. And she said, oh, oh. I praise the Lord for that. He tell us that he won't cover the whole world with water. I get married 45. I got one daughter in Unicleet, and the next to her is here, you know. I got two girls out in the States. They get married, white people. One of my daughters is in California, the other one in Ohio. Millie, Clara, and Chucky, they always talk about what I'm like when they were raising. Children migrate, even I got fifth generation. I think they're too easy life, rich. Easy life and rich. Just switch the light on and just go to their bathroom and go toilet and it could disappear. Long ago, the whole family worked together and ever since we could remember, we have to do something too. Our young people want to try something that is not good for them. Dope, alcohol, it's very sad. Nowadays when they can't stop alcohol, they even suicide themselves. I try to tell the young parents that ever since they were real small, when you're gonna pray, show them, they learn. Tell them how to pray for the food. And then they remember. When we're real small children, they're real easy to learn. I'm praying for my family, my children, mostly first. And I'm praying for all the pastor missionaries in the whole world. And I will tell God and Jesus that your words are so true. We can see them with our own eyes today. What God said, what Jesus say in the Bible. I read Bible lots. I like John 10:10. I come that they might have life, that they might have more abundantly, not few. Jesus said himself like that, abundantly, not few. I always be interested in reference too from the Bible. When their suicide kill themselves, very sad. Very, very sad. And then about 2 years ago, I had good Bible reference. And that my God tell me that when Jesus was living here, just last breath, he said, it is finished. And the reference I understand was he prayed for those people that wanted suicide. It is finished. He suffered so much ever since he was a child. But he knew the very last words he said when he's gonna die, he said, it is finished. That means he pray for those people that want to go suicide or want to do bad things too much, because he did it himself.
You've been listening to Elder Voices, a production of KNOM.
If you are an elder or know an elder who would like to participate, call KNOM at 907-443-5221. Or write to KNOM Radio, Elder Voices, P.O. Box 988, Nome, Alaska 99762. Thank you for listening to Elder Voices.